9:30 past 6 o'clock. Well, what's that they say about the best laid plans of mice and men? Our guest for this hour is not available to us. We had planned on talking about a father's and daughter's book. Well, listen, it's Father's Day on Saturday. We can still talk about fathers and daughters. So here's what we're going to do. This is going to depend on you to work, so pay attention. We're going to do kind of an open line here this morning about fathers and daughters. We want to hear from fathers about their relationships with their daughters and how important that's been. And daughters, talk about how important your relationship with your father has been. We'll just do it that way. We'll still do fathers and daughters, but we'll just skip the author and her book and see how this goes. Here are the phone numbers for you to call. 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. That's a toll-free number, and it should be pretty good anywhere you can hear this broadcast, although I'm informed it does not work in Australia. In Madison, it's a local call for you, 263-1890, 263-1890. Email is also welcome, talk@wpr.org. I want to hear from fathers this morning. Father's Day is Sunday, and let's talk about fathers and daughters this morning. That's a very special relationship. And that's why we had chosen the book that we were going to talk about this hour. Again, the author apparently not available to us this morning as we had planned. So here we go. Your participation is going to make this show happen or not, I guess. 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. 263-1890 in Madison. Call in and tell us about that father-daughter relationship. What makes it so special? Why is it so important? And maybe give an example from your own life, daughters particularly. What's that relationship like with Dad? How important was that to you growing up and as you grew into adulthood? Let's talk about that. Fathers and daughters today here on the Ideas Network. By the way, Joy Cardine will be back on Monday morning, so that'll be good news for all the listeners out there. 800-642-1234 or 263-1890. It's an open line this morning about fathers and daughters here on the Ideas Network. And again, Father's Day is Sunday. A reminder to children everywhere, be sure to buy Dad a Father's Day card. And don't get him a tie. Ties, bad news. Coffee cups are okay. Tools are always good. No ties. Let him pick out his own ties. Anyway, this will be, as we said, sort of an open line about fathers and daughters in recognition of the fact that Sunday is Father's Day, and there seems to be a special, kind of a special relationship between fathers and daughters. We have a caller who's waiting to join us, and let's bring in, this is Daniel in Janesville. Daniel, good morning. Thanks for calling in this morning.
Good morning.
So, Daniel, talk about what was it you wanted to say about fathers and daughters?
Well, I was saying that character and attitude, you know, as they're growing up, plays a big, important role.
What do you mean by character?
How they approach life and people, having good morals, ethics, values.
You have a daughter?
I have three of them.
How old are they?
Twins, and they're 26, and one 23.
Any of them married yet?
No, not yet.
Well, I tell you what, when you're standing at the back of the church and you're about to walk your daughter down the aisle, well, I just, that's going to be an experience. I can tell you from my own personal experience. If you don't mind my asking, what do you think your daughters would say about you as a father?
I think they would say that, I was there, you know, for them for a lot of things, school functions, activities, involvement in their life, and trying to guide them in the correct path.
Okay, well, that's about the best any of us can do. You, nobody's perfect, but you do the best you can, and you hope that it turns out okay.
That's right.
Thanks, thanks for that call, Daniel. Appreciate your participating this morning.
Thank you.
We're doing an open line this hour about fathers and daughters. Dads, call in. Talk about what's important about bringing up a daughter from the perspective of the father. There's been a lot written about that relationship. The relationship between fathers and daughters is different between fathers and sons, according to the common wisdom. Maybe that's not true. Call in and tell us that, if that's what you think. 800-642-1234, that's a toll-free number. It's good anywhere you can hear the program, pretty much. 263-1890, please, if you are calling from Madison. And if you want to send us an email, here's the address, talk@wpr.org. We're going to take a break and check the weather around the state of Wisconsin. And then when we come back, we've got some callers who want to join us and talk about fathers and daughters this morning. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. 17 minutes after 6 o'clock, here's what's coming up later on today on the Ideas Network. After 4 o'clock, Mary Jo Wagner is in for Ben Marins today, and the news that's been in the week, that was. It's your views on the news on At Issue after 4. And the Mary Jo Wagner's guest will be David Cannon, a political scientist. So here's your chance to call in and tell the rest of the state what you thought the top news story of the week was and why. Your views on the news after 4 o'clock today on the Ideas Network. This hour, we're talking about fathers and daughters, and you, the callers, the listeners, are the guest on this show. Because the original guest for this program, apparently there was some miscommunication about the fact that she was supposed to be up and awake at this hour of the day. I'm not quite sure. At any rate, our guest bailed on us. We were going to talk about fathers and daughters, and we're still going to do that, except we'll do it without the benefit of any kind of expert. We'll talk to the people who are actually doing it. 800-642-1234. Call in if you're a daughter, if you're a father. Well, call in if you're anybody. Talk about how important their relationship is. What makes it work? What are some problems that can pop up? What do you think? 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. That's a toll-free number. In Madison, please call us at 263-1890, 263-1890. And the email address is talk@wpr.org. We'll go next to Katie in Stoughton. Katie, good morning. Thanks for calling.
Good morning. Thanks for doing this topic. I am talking on my car phone, which I never do, but this topic was so important. I'm going to be very careful. I am in my 60s, the eldest of seven daughters and a son.
Seven daughters?
Yes, mm-hmm, and a son.
Oh, my goodness.
Our brother was a baby. And my father was, in your promo, you talked about conservative, strict fathers. And I had one. And, you know, I argued with him and disagreed with him at times growing up because I thought he was too strict. And now I know the love that went into that strictness and how important it was in my development as a strong female adult. He taught me how to problem solve. He taught me how to think things through. He taught me how to negotiate by making me justify what, you know, when I wanted to go out and why and when I would be home. He taught me so much about thinking for myself and was so respectful of my position as a woman and telling me I could do whatever I wanted in life. I just can't express how influential he was in making me a successful adult, and especially in partnership with my mother. Their discipline was consistent. You know, they always consulted with each other, and I'm so thankful for my wonderful German heritage father.
Well, and I'm thankful you called. Did you say you were the eldest of the seven daughters?
I am, and I'm 61.
As the firstborn, was there some, do you think there was some pressure on you to be successful?
Oh, man, sure. And to be responsible.
Yeah.
You know, when we were growing up, Katie, you're responsible. I'll be sure everything goes well. And sure everyone behaves.
I want to ask you this. Did you ever feel like your younger siblings got away with some things that you didn't?
Oh, sure. Sure, but I you know, it really didn't. It bothered me a little bit, I guess, once in a while, but not very much because my parents were really so consistent. But, you know, things changed as my younger siblings were growing up. And, you know, it wasn't as appropriate to be as strict with them, I don't think. Mm. So, but my parents were so consistent that it's hard for me to say that I was upset, you know, by them getting away with some things. I used to tease them about it, of course.
Well,
my siblings.
my daughter is the oldest of our children, and she teases me still about it, that I let our son, younger son, get away with things that she never got away with. And
well, it's true.
I just tell her she's always rewriting history. So.
Oh, that's true, too.
Yeah, okay.
That is true, too. But I love my dad dearly, and so glad I've had him with me all of these years. Wouldn't trade him for anyone.
Well, Katie, thanks for the call, and safe travels this morning.
Thank you. I'll put the phone down now.
Okay, good.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks to Katie for that call, and we'll go next to Tim in Partyville. Tim, good morning.
Morning.
So what do you think? What about fathers and daughters? What's important?
Oh, I think self-esteem is very important.
Yours or hers?
Hers. You have a lot of self-confidence and, you know, to just be sure in themselves.
Mm-hmm. How do you do that?
Well, my wife thought that early on that it would be a good idea that around the time that my daughter, or a little before the time my daughter starts dating, that we should go out on a date, and you know, I should show her the proper way that a woman should be treated on a date, like opening the door, pushing her chair in, and you know, just making her feel like showing her how you know a girl should be treated.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to lead by example. You know, I always open the door for my wife, and when we're not trying to get our other two children into the car and stuff, but
sure.
You know,
how old is your daughter?
My daughter is just turning 8 right now,
okay.
But I plan to.
That's a fun age.
Oh yeah,
that's the age my daughter promised she was never going to get married.
Oh really?
Yeah, that didn't work out.
I haven't got that promise yet.
Yeah, well, they won't keep it. But it's nice to hear that anyway. All right, Tim, thanks for the call this morning. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Let's see. Let's go next. We'll go next to Debbie in Plymouth. Debbie, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Hi. I could relate to all the things that people have said, but the thing that I thought of this morning was when I gave birth to my third girl, my grandmother came to congratulate me at the hospital, and I don't know if she thought I was a little disappointed. I certainly wasn't, but she leaned over to me and she said, "Don't worry, honey, you'll get your boys with boots on." And for the last 27 years, I work in labor and delivery, and I think of that when fathers have several girls and no boys. They say, "You'll have boys very soon, sir, and they'll all be just a little like you." And I think that's the thing that I think about father-daughter relationships, is that fathers are that template for that girl for that first relationship, as Tim said.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even without taking them out on a date,
sure,
everything you do tells that girl how men are supposed to treat women, how they should relate to men, and it is very important, that relationship that you have with your daughter.
Well, it seems to me, and I've been told this, that all children look to their parents to see how the one treats the other.
Right.
And that's so crucial. You have to model, if you want a certain behavior, you have to model it for them and show them how it works, because and unfortunately, when the child comes along, there's no set of instructions that comes home with the baby.
But they're very good teachers. They'll go over and over and over a lesson until you get it right and promptly move on to the next.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye.
We're talking about fathers and daughters this morning and that special relationship that they have and how it works. And you can join us at 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234 or in Madison, 263-1890. Email is also welcome at talk@wpr.org. It's kind of an open line this morning because our guest was not available to us, so we had planned to talk about a book about fathers and daughters because it is Father's Day on Sunday. And, well, at any rate, we're here and you're here and we're going to take your calls. We'll just have our own discussion. So there. And Mike in Palmyra is next. Mike, good morning.
Yes, good morning. I just wanted to say I got a stepdaughter that she's 14 now. I've known her since she was 3. And one thing that my wife and I both agree on is you put the kids first. You make sure they're happy and healthy, and you teach them right from wrong, and you don't want to spoil them, of course. You know, they start expecting things, you back off a little bit, but the more you put into them in the early years and the more effort, you know, to make them happy and healthy and make sure they get to do the activities they want to do, you know, as they're growing up, the easier it is as they get older in the teenage years because they have that respect for you and they want you to be proud of them. And I guess that's it.
Okay. Thanks a lot for the call, Mike. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Let's take a call next from Gary in... Whoops, we lost Gary somehow. Well, Gary, if I accidentally pushed the wrong button and got rid of you, I'd appreciate it if you'd call back. 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. The relationship between fathers and daughters is what we're talking about this morning. It's kind of an open line. We don't mean to leave sons out. Maybe, in the interest of balance here on the Ideas Network, I suppose we'll have to schedule a different show that would talk about fathers and sons or something. Maybe next year for Father's Day we'll do that. Take a note. At any rate, we're talking about fathers and daughters this morning, and you can join us. We'll be going to the news shortly. We probably have time to get in another call here just before the news. So you have some time to think about what you want to say about daughters. Call in and talk about what was important growing up that your father did that helped to make you the person you are today. And we'll try and stay on positives this morning. That would probably be a good idea. Fathers, you have a daughter. I'd like to hear from a dad who has walked his daughter down the aisle. We can maybe share some things about that. It's always a special moment for a father when you give up your daughter to another man. That's a big deal. At any rate, you can join our program this morning by calling us at 800-642-1234, toll-free, 800-642-1234. It's a toll-free number. And in Madison, it's a local call, so we'd appreciate it if you would use our local number. That actually saves us some money, 263-1890, 263-1890. Email is also welcome at talk@wpr.org. We got some people calling in now. I'd appreciate it. Hang in there through the news. We'll get to you as soon as the news is finished, and then we'll be back. So, 800-642-1234. It's an open line about fathers and daughters this morning here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Well, we're talking about fathers and daughters this morning on the Ideas Network. Good morning, John Munson, in for Joy Cardine today. It's 6:35. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Joy will be back on Monday. We're sort of having an open line this hour about fathers and daughters. We're actually still trying to reach the author of the book that we were going to talk about this hour, and we may have that person on, but in the meantime, we'll talk to you. Let's go to Shannon in Chippewa Falls. Shannon, good morning.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I just want to mention, I grew up my whole life with a stepfather. My whole life, all growing up, all I wanted to do was meet my real father and see what that relationship would be like. It wasn't until I was an adult that I actually realized I grew up with a real father, the man who took care of me my entire life. He's just a wonderful person. to take a take in a mother and a young daughter, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to mention and give him his props because he so deserves them.
Okay. Props.
Thank you.
Props given. Thank you for the call. It looks like we have our guest on with us. So I'll introduce her, and then we'll. The theme is still the same, so hang in there because chances are you'll have a question for our guest or a comment on what she has to say about fathers and daughters. The title of the book is Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters, 10 Secrets Every Father Should Know. The author is Meg Meeker, MD. She practices pediatric and adolescent medicine and counsels teens and parents. And she's also the author of Boys Should Be Boys, published by Eagle Publishing. She is a fellow of the National Advisory Board of the Medical Institute and is on the line with us right now. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. Father's Day, of course, is Sunday, and that's why we chose your book to talk about this morning. And I'll confess that I was in favor of it because I am the father of a daughter. So,
great.
Yeah, that's truth in advertising.
Well, you know, I wrote it because it's true. I believe everything is true. And I really wanted to give a big shot in the arm to dads out there. I think they feel sort of beat up and, you know, life is hard, particularly with daughters out there. And I think that, by and large, dads don't get a whole lot of encouragement and then also just sort of guidance on how to get in the mind of a you know, an 8-year-old girl or an 18-year-old daughter, and because we're sort of, you know, different creatures. And I think that I really wanted to write something that would encourage dads to just kind of draw a little closer to their daughters.
Well, in fact, I was going to start out. I marked a number of quotations in your book that I wanted to talk about this morning, and one of them was kind of what you alluded to. You talk about fathers. You say, you are good men who have been derided by a culture that does not care for you, that in terms of the family has ridiculed your authority, denied your importance, and tried to fill you with confusion about your role. What do you mean by that?
Well, if you look at the way dads are portrayed in a lot of movies or even, you know, referred to in songs, even look at a lot of the Hallmark cards, you know, as you go and try to buy a card for your dad for Father's Day, a lot of it is really joking about men. You know, you drink too much beer and you're kind of stupid a little bit, you know, the sort of the Tim Allen kind of...
Homer Simpson?
Yes. Yeah, and you need a 12 or 13-year-old kid in your home to straighten you out. And I thought, you know, as a mother, if I had people referring to me that way, I would just be mortified. But the thing is, from where I sit, you know, as a pediatrician who's seen, you know, kids come in year after year after year, a lot of daughters with difficulties, you know, school difficulties, depression, anxiety, you name it, just a lot of things. So many times we get those kids back on track, the girls back on track, by recruiting help from her dad and drawing her closer to her dad. And I thought, if dads really are the huge solution to a lot of girls' problems and the prevention for a lot of her problems, why in the world are we allowing this sort of derision to go on? And people say, well, it's only TV. But you know what? It affects the way kids perceive their dads. And I just thought it was time to sort of to poke some holes in there and say, let's talk about some reality here.
What do you think is the most important aspect of a father's relationship to his daughter?
Oh, I think that, you know, it's so simple, it's really hard to do. And that is, I think first and foremost, you know, a dad, during those early years with a daughter, a daughter looks to her dad so differently than a dad perceives his role. She looks to him as being huge. He is the authority. He is her hero. He is her entrance into her first exposure as to what maleness is all about. And there's a real power that a dad has in a daughter's life that I think it's very important for him to understand. Many girls watch their dads, you know, and because their whole way they construct their identity is based on how they perceive their dad feels about him. Does he like what I say? Does he like what I wear? Does he, you know, am I okay with my dad? And that starts very early on in life. I think it's very important for dads to spend, obviously, time with their daughters. Unfortunately, as the daughters grow older, dads tend to spend less time because during the teen years, they kind of back away a little bit, thinking, well, she's really not interested. She doesn't need me. When in fact, in reality, just the opposite is true. So I think that learning to love your daughter better and spending just regular old lifetime together, you know, just live life beside your daughter, not feeling like you need to entertain or do something extraordinary on the weekends, but because a daughter shapes her identity so strongly around just time with her dad, and a lot of that occurs just in the everyday living of life, and particularly during your teen years, it's very, very important.
Let's take a quick call before we have to take a break for the weather. We'll talk to Lisa in Plymouth. Lisa, good morning. Thank you for calling.
Good morning. Hi. Yeah, my father passed away 20 years ago. Unfortunately, I didn't have the chance to have him walk me down the aisle. But he taught me the greatest lesson in the world, and I only had 20 years with him at the time. But he said he always didn't let me leave without a hug and a kind word. And I was working 2 hours away, and that weekend I said, I love you, and I'll see you next weekend. And I never saw him again. But it has helped over the years with the grief process, knowing that we ended off our relationship with a very positive note.
Lisa, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
You know, and I hope that's a beautiful call. See, there's the power of a dad. 20 years later, you know, an adult woman hanging on to small bits of conversation with her dad. It's interesting, as I interviewed women for the book, there are no lukewarm responses that women have towards their dads. They may to their mother, but when you ask a daughter, whether she's, you know, 15 or 50 or 80, if she wants to talk about her dad, either women gush about their dad, they can't say enough, or there's so much pain, they say, I really can't talk about it. But there's nothing in the middle, and you take your dad to your grave, and every father needs to realize that a huge part of him rests in his daughter's heart, and that will last forever. And it's an extraordinary relationship.
We're talking with Meg Meeker, an MD who practices pediatric and adolescent medicine and counsels teens and parents. She's the author of the book Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters, 10 Secrets Every Father Should Know, published by Eagle Publishing. You can join our conversation at 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234, toll-free. In Madison, it's a local call. Please use 263-1890, 263-1890, and email is always welcome. The address is talk@wpr.org. We're going to take a break, check the weather around the state, and we'll be back with more of our conversation with Dr. Meeker. I am John Munson, sitting in for Joy Cardine, and you're tuned to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Just about 6:47, you're tuned to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. John Munson in for Joy Cardine today. Joy will be back on Monday. Next hour, we'll talk about yesterday's Supreme Court decision that says Guantanamo detainees can now take their cases to U.S. civilian courts. What does that mean? We'll talk about the decision itself, and then we'll also talk about the implications of that decision on the war on terrorism. That's coming up next hour, so stay tuned. This hour, we're talking about something quite a bit less scary, I think. Fathers and Daughters, and we have the author of the book Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters, 10 Secrets Every Father Should Know. Joining us this morning, she's Dr. Meg Meeker, who practices pediatric and adolescent medicine and counsels teens and parents. She is a fellow of the American Academy of Pediatrics and the National Advisory Board of the Medical Institute. And she joins me by phone, and you can too. There's still a line available for you, 800-642-1234. That's a toll-free number, 263-1890 in Madison. The email is talk@wpr.org. And we have an email from Lois in La Crosse, who says, "This year's Father's Day is very bittersweet. My dad passed away on June 26th last year, so this is my first Father's Day without my dad. You never appreciate someone as much as you should until they are gone. My dad was always our rock. He was always there for me and my brothers and sisters. He was the most honorable, honest man I know. He set an example for us by the way he lived his life." That email from Lois in La Crosse. Dr. Kerr, respond to that?
You know, I love the words that women use, and again, this, you know, an adult woman, it's lovely in describing her dad. Dad is the rock. Dad was honest. And, you know, clearly this is a man who shaped the thinking and shaped the character of the kids he reared. And, you know, giving that to a child, I don't think there's a more profoundly life-changing influence that any person can have on another person's life, the dad. And just so lovely to hear the wording that she used there and that other women have used in describing their dad is almost bigger than life.
How important, particularly in the teen years, how important is it for a daughter to maintain some level of physical contact or affection with his daughter?
Well, it's extremely important, and actually studies have shown that the most significant way a daughter's self-esteem can be elevated is through physical affection from her dad. You know, often we think, what can I do to boost my 15, 16, 17-year-old daughter's self-esteem? And we think, well, we'll sign them up for piano or get them, you know, help them with their grades or find them a tutor. But the truth is, physical affection from her dad is the number one way to boost her self-esteem. And when we think about it, what I said earlier, a girl shapes her identity according to how she sees her dad respond to her. And if a dad shows physical affection to a daughter, in her mind that means that she's lovely, he likes her, she's good enough, and then she can then turn and like herself. And during the teen years, girls, watch the way they stand, watch the way they talk. They almost sometimes kind of, well, some girls can be very, try to be very invisible, and they feel very awkward about their bodies. And some overcompensate by trying to wear very seductive clothes to get a different type of attention. And those are the years where girls are trying to figure out, who am I, and what do I like, and what do I want, and you know, what do I really think about myself? Am I worth something, or am I not? And interestingly, we know that a lot of the girls who start being sexually active early on in the teen years are doing it primarily for male attention. It's not for a physiologic reward. It really is for male attention. They want to be seen. They want to be loved. They just kind of want to be close to somebody. And so, you know, one of the best things a dad can do for his daughter is just to hug her and touch her and spend time with her and show her that she's still a very wonderful person, even though she feels very awkward about herself.
Let's take a call from Jerry in Stillwater, Minnesota. Jerry, good morning. Thanks for calling.
Yes, good morning.
Go ahead.
Well, when my daughter was a teen, she's in her 30s now, but she was interested in music, and I'm musical, so we did music together as a duet, and we would play weddings and Christmas parties and all kinds of things, and we actually made money together, and we would always split the earnings, and it was a really a neat thing for us to do through those teen years. It was during her junior high and high school years, and it really gave her an identity.
Thanks for the call, Jerry.
It's wonderful. And I think one of the nice things about the scenario that you just described, Jerry, is that the two of you were working towards a common goal. You know, you weren't sitting there just teaching her how to live her life and she was bucking you. You came together and said, here's our goal and this is what we need to do. How can we work as a team to accomplish that? And what a wonderful life instruction to have, and you know, also to just share the enjoyment of doing a common activity will really draw the two of you together and bond you together. And I can guarantee you, and you've probably seen that already, that as she gets older, she will constantly go back and, you know, reflect on how wonderful those years were, and also kind of compare what she's doing now with that experience. And it's very common for daughters to compare their husband and his behavior and his cooperation, whatever, with their cooperation and a dad's behavior in the past. And so you set a really pretty high bar for her husband, and I think that was fabulous.
Let's take a call next from Joel in La Crosse. Joel, good morning.
Taking my call. Say, I'm a father. I have a 5-year-old daughter and my only child. And I had the great privilege of being a stay-at-home dad while she was 6 months old until 2 years old. And this coming Father's Day is a bittersweet one for me, as was mentioned by a previous caller. My daughter is moving along with her mom, my ex-wife, to southwestern Illinois. And they're ironically moving the day after Father's Day. So this coming weekend is one of full of mixed emotions for me. While I'm happy that my ex-wife is remarried because her happiness is a positive thing for my daughter in her life, it's also a sad time for me that I'll be spending less time with my daughter. Mm-hmm. And for those other fathers who may be out there who have dealt with loss or a diminished time with their daughter or son, I'm a caller kind of giving that perspective on being a father and a parent.
Thanks for that call, Joel.
Yeah, thank you. I'm so sorry. I can just sort of hear that pain in your voice. I want to encourage you, even though she's physically far away, that even if you see her less, you will still have, she still wants her dad, and nobody will be her dad. And even though her mom will be happy and has a new husband, there is a certain spot in your daughter's heart that only you can occupy, and she doesn't want anybody else there. And I would just encourage you over the years to go to extraordinary lengths to see her, to call her, to handwrite letters. You know, she'll want to see your handwriting, not just the words on email. But to really work hard at keeping in contact, because that she still will be aching for her dad even when she's older. So I know it's hard and it's very painful, but there are a lot of wonderful memories that the two of you can make together in the future, even over the distance. And just be assured that whatever she's going through, she will always want that from you, because nobody can replace you.
Let's take a call from Nancy in Grafton. And Nancy, we're almost out of time, so I'll ask you to try to be as brief as you can. Thank you.
Okay. When I was 14, we lived on a farm, 160 acres. It was almost Christmas time, and my mother was killed. She was 31. I was the oldest of 6 kids. 2 of them were not in school. The baby was 3. Our father raised us 6 kids on that 160-acre farm. We never wanted for anything. We all got married. We all had families. We all stayed married. Our father died at 96 and a half years of age, but what a man was he. He put us first. He never did remarry, and we just had a wonderful dad, and I just can't say enough about my dad, Frank. He was just a great guy, and I wish all fathers would be like our father was. God bless him, and all fathers.
Nancy, thank you for that call. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Well, there's an example. You can't be neutral about dad.
Can't. can't be neutral about dad. And I think if every dad could see himself through his daughter's eyes for even 5 or 10 minutes, his life would never be the same. And it doesn't matter how old she is. It just doesn't matter how old. You only have one dad in your heart. And so I would really encourage all dads, whether they're divorced or whether they're single dads, whether they're, you know, married, to really take a hard look at what your daughters need and feel good about what the power and the influence that you have in their lives, because it changes. It's life-changing for them.
Well, my daughter is in her 30s now, but she knows that she'll always be daddy's little girl. So
that's right, and she always wants to be. You know, wives can divorce their husbands, but daughters never divorce their dads. And women who have been divorced need to realize that and make sure their daughters have their own opportunity to get to know their dad in their own way, because you have them till you die.
Well, and that's where we'll have to leave it. Thank you very much for spending this time with us this morning.
Well, thank you, and happy Father's Day.
Thank you. Meg Meeker, MD, is a fellow of the American Academy of Pediatrics, and she counsels teens and parents. She's the author of Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters, 10 Secrets Every Father Should Know, published by Eagle Publishing. I'm John Munson, in for Joy Cardine this week on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.